for Barack Obama this morning and has motivated others her age in an effort to get out the vote.
I actually have one friend who even went to Iowa over the weekend to help out there, too. Everybody's really into everything. One of my other RA friends, he registered people to vote for a couple weeks.
The wait time at the residence halls was a big contrast to what some have experienced in the area with lines of 100 or more people. The students say they waited with a handful of people, completing the voting process in about 10 minutes. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.
Lines were also short as students voted in the Illini Union today, but some were initially turned away because they didn't have the proper paperwork to prove their address. That forced a few hundred students to either return home to retrieve a utility bill or similar paperwork or fill out a provisional ballot. The Champaign County Clerk's Office has changed a requirement, no longer allowing students to use a lease to confirm their address. Some Champaign voters waited up to an hour this morning to cast their ballot. Others left polling stations within minutes. At St. John's Lutheran Church in West Champaign, many voters said voting was easy during the lunch hour.
Voting is great, you know, because you always see everybody on TV making all the decisions. So today is our day to have a decision.
There's a lot to vote on, and I had to create a cheat sheet beforehand, but it seems to have gone reasonably well without a hitch.
This is my first time voting. It was kind of great. I enjoyed it. Candidates this year are really good, so it's going to be a good race.
Actually, I was expecting long lineups because that's what I've been watching on TV all morning, and it went really smooth. It was great.
Easiest I've ever seen.
I didn't have a hard time getting in. It was great.
How long did it take you to vote?
A long time. I saw the president. I know who I was going to vote for the president, but I didn't know who was I going to do for all the other stuff.
And those were Champaign residents Shasta Netter, Jim Berger, April Brett, John Graciel, and Estella Hardman. In Indiana, the presidential election is not the only important contest. The Indiana governor's race could boil down to whether voters believe Republican Governor Mitch Daniels has pushed through too much change in his first term. Polls have shown Daniels with a widening lead over Democrat Jill Long Thompson in the final days of the campaign. But even a victory won't guarantee smooth sailing if Democrats retain control of the Indiana House. A fourth consecutive contest between Democrat Barron Hill and Republican Mike Sodrell in southern Indiana's 9th congressional district, and a challenge to Republican Representative Mark Souter in northeastern Indiana's 3rd district, highlight this year's congressional contests in Indiana. Hundreds of people are lining up outside Chicago's Grant Park for a Barack Obama rally, but Senator Dick Durbin will not be there, and his own election night party in Chicago has been canceled. Illinois' senior senator called off the celebration because of the death of his oldest daughter. Christine Ann Durbin died at age 40 last Saturday from complications related to a lifelong heart condition. A private funeral service will be held Thursday outside of Washington, D.C. Durbin has been a major backer of Obama's presidential bid and introduced him when Obama accepted the Democratic nomination for president. Durbin is running for his third term in the U.S. Senate against Republican Steve Sauerberg, a doctor from Willowbrook. It's 5:33.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at tnol.com.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, Jim, another great day today, and it looks like we're going to keep the string alive for at least one more day, another high temperature back into the 70s tomorrow. But then we have a rather vigorous cold front that will be pushing into the area with a storm center pushing into the region. It looks like it'll start to push into west central Illinois around the Mississippi River Wednesday night and continue working its way to the east. So we look for scattered showers and thunderstorms in the picture for the WILL listening area, mainly Thursday. A good portion of the precipitation should fall during the late morning through the early afternoon, but there'll be a chance for some scattered showers around even into Thursday evening. And then as the colder air wraps into the system, any lingering precipitation may see a few snowflakes falling. So we will be definitely trending towards colder temperatures after tomorrow's high temperature back to around 75 degrees. And again, that's only one off the record high of 76 that was set in 1975. For tonight in Champaign-Urbana, another clear sky with a low temperature right around 50 degrees. We'll call it 49. The wind out of the south at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Mostly sunny. A near record high tomorrow of 75. The record high is 76. The wind will be out of the south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow night. The low temperature of 54. That cold front should be pushing into and through the area during the daytime hours Thursday. So showers and thunderstorms arrive Thursday with a high of 67, cooling down to a low of 41 Thursday night. And a chance for a few leftover showers on Friday with a mostly cloudy sky. The high temperature on Friday right around 51 degrees. Currently it's 64 degrees on Friends Plaza at 535. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Some polls have already closed in the eastern United States with hours more of voting ahead across the country. But the exit polls are starting to roll in. Poll takers have been asking voters about their decisions, whom they voted for, and why. And we're starting to see a few patterns about the makeup of the voters and what's on their minds. I'm joined now by Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, who's been going through these exit poll data. And Andy, first of all, let's talk about who is voting.